This is Radioactive International. It's Thursday. You're listening to Sounds from the Attic with DJ Egg. I'm going to play just kind of mix mash again this week. Last week, you may remember, I played the full Gorecki Symphony. So I'm back to the 2 minute and 3 minute type songs. So hope you enjoyed last week, by the way. I definitely think it's something that everyone should hear. It's a beautiful symphony. And yeah, anyway, I'm back to the standard fare. So I'm going to start off with this one from Father John Misty, who is, as some might know, the ex-drummer from Fleet Foxes. And this is from his current LP, which is called Fear Fun. And I can't think of the track right off the top of my tongue, so I'm going to check it out, and I will get back to you in a few songs' time. So this is Father John Misty.
To pick it up, the light.
Okay, there you go. That's one from a band called The Ravenettes, and that's from their Attack of the Ghost Riders EP. And that's the third track on the EP, and that's called Demon's Fire. Before that was Clinic and Return of Evil Bill, and before that, yet again, was Whirlwind Heat, and a track from their 10-minute LP, and that was the first track in, and that was called Bones. And before that was the song I couldn't remember the name of at the beginning. It was from Father John Misty, and that was Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. Gonna continue with one from Hood, and this is called You Show No Emotion At All. And then maybe after that we'll have Why, and maybe something from Bridge and Tunnel. It's Radioactive. This is Sounds from the Attic with DJ Egg.
Was on better days, unclear more. Of off a brand new prescription, drawing days from a stack deck of cards and doing. I should cut down my caloric intake. I should go to sleep hungry and wake up with my guts knotted up and ears open like a burnt down hut. Like taffy, hump gentle on a bed of nails, and feel salt to widen eyes like a cut up clam's tongue does. I wanna dump early on and be empty the rest. I want a patch of blue sky to follow me. Double helix like a wishbone. Always be working on a suicide note. Fully charged, cocked and pointed. Keep a tape recorder on my bedside table. Sweats, only the pants that fit the best. No belts, no cuffs. Walk toned, yet loose. Keep peeled, eyes blue. To a 10, watch it fly. Hit a pane of glass till it gets real bunny. His stomach swells up and he dies.
That's one there from Kieron Hebden, otherwise known as Fortet, and that's a track called No More Mosquitoes. Before that was kind of indie psych rock, sometimes indie type hop, folk pop, whatever you want to call them, band called Why, and that was a track called Rubber Traits. Before that was Bridge and Tunnel and Smash Up, and before that was Hood, which I'm sorry I played now because from their remix album thing, and it's called You Show No Emotion At All. But if you check out Hood, they don't really kind of sound like that. They kind of sound a bit more like talk, a bit more pastoral, folky. But anyway, that's one from them called You Show No Emotion At All. Next up, I don't know, maybe one from Woodbine. Yeah, why not? This one's called Nesquik.
Sweet, not bitter, we've been No, I don't care. I mean, hey, I got Penny. There comes a time in every girl's life when she's really gotta ask herself. Sometimes she's gotta ask herself, is she steady? Do we want steady? I mean, do we want to be Johnny steady?
Breaking up when you know you want to. Prolonging the situation only makes it worse. Tell him honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up an elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene. If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers the company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct and avoid making a flowery emotional speech when you break the news, the boy will respect you for your frankness, and honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, you'll remain friends! Catch the biggest fish in your pond. You have to be as attractive as possible. Make sure to keep your hair spotless and clean. Wash it at least every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks. And if you see Johnny Football Hero in the hall, tell him he played a great game. Tell him you liked his article in the newspaper.
I'm the party star. I'm popular. I got my own car. I'm popular. I'll never get caught. I'm popular.
I propose we support a 1 month limit on going steady. I think it would keep people more able to deal with weird situations and get to know more people. I think if you're ready to go out with Johnny, now's the time to tell him about your 1 month limit. He won't mind, he'll appreciate your fresh look on dating. And once you've dated someone else, you can date him again. I'm sure he'll like it, everyone will appreciate it. You're so novel, what a good idea. You can keep your time to yourself, you don't need date insurance. You can go out with whoever you want to. Every boy in the whole world could be yours if you'll just listen to my plan, the teenage guide to popularity.
I'm head of the class, I'm popular, I'm quarterback, I'm popular, my mom says I'm a catch, I'm popular, I'm never last picked, I'm a cheerleading chick, I'm the party star.
Do you want- younger, when food and love was all that left to hunger. It's when you stray from the truth as you grow older. Too much leaves an empty hollow hunger. I think about you in the moonlit night, and the stars all seem to weep. When there's so much love to lose, there's never any time to sleep. Look at me doing all these things without you. We always laughed at and you were untrue. Where was you? We tried hard not to go to. I think that's how I finally came through. Everything we took for granted would still live on in my head. All the times we took for granted, all the words I never said. I think about you in the moonlit night, and the stars all seem to weep. When there's so much love to lose, there's never any time for sleep. All that left to hunger. It's when I stray from the truth as I grow older. Too much leaves a hollow, aching hunger. Too much leaves a hollow, aching hunger.
Great track there from Bette Orton, and that's a track called Stars All Seem to Weep. Before that was Belgian band Evil Superstars, and that was Have Been Wrong Before. What did I play before that? Oh yeah, I played one from Nada Surf, and they were one of those bands back in the mid 90s who kind of had this one hit wonder track. Sold a lot of records and seemed to disappear again, but great track actually. It's popular, it's called, obviously. And before that yet again was Woodbine, one of those overlooked bands, I think, from 2000, from their self-titled LP, and that was a track called Nesquik. I'm gonna go with a few instrumentals next. Billy Mahoney, The Residents, and Remote Viewer. This is Radioactive International, you're listening to DJ Egg. This is Sounds from the Attic.
Thank you.
Starting off, that set of tunes was one from Billy Mahoney, I do believe, and that was called Les Flageolets, I think it's called. Then it was followed by one from The Residents, everyone's favourite avant-garde band, and that was a track called The Giant Grizzlies, and that was the original soundtrack from Discovery Channel Nature series, and there's some pretty good tunes in that one. I haven't played that in a long, long time, and yeah, I quite enjoyed that. That's the Giant Grizzlies from The Residents. And then was The Remote Viewers, and I waited, but nothing happened. That's about me done for another week. You've been listening to Sounds from the Attic. This is DJ Egg. Hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll catch you all again next week. I'm going to leave you with one from everyone's favourite junkie rockers. This is Royal Trucks, and You're Gonna Lose.